One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Nippy Mendoza, Lexi Brinkley, and Robin Perry Braun.
Woo! Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to everyone. My gosh. Is it Mike? This morning I thought it was Monday. I'm like so confused. I just can't wait till I wake up this upcoming Monday after the weekend and it's actually Monday and it feels like Monday. So
Everybody's messed up this
Everybody
week.
Is messed up. My goodness. But so great to have you in studio with us.
I know. I'm excited to be here. I've missed you guys.
Well, good. Because we're excited to have you here. Diamond, you didn't hear the talk before we were before we went live, but we were talking about penises. Yeah. And we were talking about...
I'm going to have a grand...
She's going to have a grandson.
And I have four daughters, so this is all new to me.
Yeah, and so we were discussing whether or not a boy should be circumcised. And so there's a lot of things to consider, you know. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about it, you guys, other than like, you
I mean,
know?
I thought about it a ton before I had a baby.
Right.
And I read all the things about, you know, the pain, because that was my main concern, mm-hmm. is him going through that as a newborn baby and having to suffer and be traumatized. And everything I read basically said, you know, it's a super fast procedure. I talked to my doctor about it. They're numbed down there and all those things, but it wasn't really whether or not I was going to. It was mainly how can I deal with him going through it? That I looked into.
And little Jackson's about a year old. He just turned a year old in December 17th, right?
Yep.
And so, and you've got a grandson on the way. Uh-huh. I don't think I've ever seen an uncircumcised.
I've only seen pictures, not one in person.
I don't think so.
It wasn't
I think I would remember,
picture.
Right?
I don't think I've ever seen one either.
How about you, Avi? Have you ever seen one? And Diamond, how about you?
I have had an ex who had an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's different.
I was going to ask.
Was he different because of it? Was he different?
No.
Was the sexual experience any different?
That's what I wanted to ask, but I didn't want to be so blatant.
No, it's not too personal, but I was a virgin when we were dating. Oh, okay. So I saw it, but didn't feel it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that if I'm not mistaken, that in the Indian culture, they don't circumcise.
Yeah. I read about it that an uncircumcised penis is a lot more sensitive, that they're, I don't really know all of it, but they basically feel more during sex than a circumcised person.
I mean, wouldn't it be synonymous with doing, like, altering the female genitalia as well when a female is born? And how,
that's a good question.
No, it's true. I mean, think about it.
These are cultural things we take for granted. And that's what this show is about, really, is educating people on things we've just been told our whole life. You do this.
And what was that first circumcision like?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Like, and who decided, like, oh, you know, I think that the foreskin would be better off the penis than on the penis. Let's just cut it off.
Yeah.
You How know? Would you even have that thought? Like, oh,
yeah.
There must have been some, like,
men are brutal. Mankind is brutal. Some of the things that we come up with and some of the things that we do that if we have standardized,
it seems
to
me,
be so
though,
acceptable when they're very unusual and weird, actually.
But, I mean, you know, again, being a little gender biased here, but it seems like if the sensitivity for men is greatly affected, they would want it not circumcised.
Right.
That would be a big deal. So it's odd that obviously in a culture – the Jewish culture, which is male driven,
right,
that they would make
now that's interesting too. So very problematic to be overstimulated all the time because you would be very distracted. You wouldn't be able to focus on your studies,
fighting, or yeah. Well,
right.
Hey, that's a good point, and maybe there's a real
and maybe that's why they're so successful,
right?
Uncircumcised penises.
What do y'all think about
circumcised penises?
What do y'all think about circumcision after like being a newborn, like later in life?
I think we should just leave things alone. That's what I think.
I feel like if you're 13 and you're uncircumcised,
you're good, leave it alone
at that age.
Yeah.
Well, I just found a video. It says video of sobbing boy begging for foreskin back after circumcision. Like what?
What?
It's just a little boy crying.
Wow. Oh my god.
That's so sad.
Wow.
That's a part of their body.
All right. Like, so more things to research.
Yeah.
We'll interesting conversation now.
Sure is.
You know, it is.
I wish we had a man here.
I do too. With a circumcised and an uncircumcised.
Yep. Let's plan a show.
You know, that would be a great show. Let's get one of those on the books.
What about your rabbi guy who's the kosher guy?
Maybe Dr. Cousins.
Yeah. Let's ask him what he thinks.
Oh, he would probably talk about it.
Oh, yeah. He probably would. Let's get him. Yeah. And to talk about that. And the interesting thing about the K2 vaccine, which there's a new Italian study that Robin was telling us about, because they coincide, right, at the hospital when you have a baby boy. I have two girls, so I didn't know that there's like a there's a reason why they do the K2 shot is to minimize
the bleeding.
Bleeding, blood flow, whatever. Mm-hmm. I was reading some interesting stuff about blood flow last night. I'll talk about it a little later in the show because I don't have my hands on it right now. But it was, I believe it's one of the benefits of maca, either that or cocoa, because I was researching the ingredients in wild foods, a product, Cocotropic, wild superfood elixir that's got raw maca, turmeric, and reishi mushrooms, and of course, cacao. You mix it in with your coffee, and it's delicious.
Good?
It's so good.
Good to know.
No, it is. And I mean, there's so many benefits. Okay, now that I brought it up, I'll try to find it. You guys talk for a minute. I'll try and find it. Okay, go ahead.
It looks yummy, or it smells really good, too.
Well, what's chaga?
Chaga is a mushroom.
Oh, okay.
Is it?
Yeah.
So the Italian study was basically that they have found that they've used aborted fetal tissue in vaccines. The Italians did this study. It wasn't an American study. And so now there's research and science, and I can't, they don't have absolute proof because it's a new idea that, but they're suggesting strongly that it can affect gender issues with the child if you have an opposite gender
from what is the vaccine.
Yeah. So if you put a female aborted fetal tissue from
why do they even do that? What do they use it for? What fundamental reason?
Delivery
why is
system.
It?
It's because it's synchronistic with a human body. It's a human body. So they can't kill adults to use their
and so the DNA is actually going in the
DNA is going into a small child, and they're suggesting that it can alter or affect the chromosomal development. You've got, you know, so a male has an XY and a female has two X's, right? So you got a boy with an XY and you're adding two X's into their DNA, and is that potentially affecting their, you know, sexual hormones and the production of
interesting,
you know, gender-related things. So that's the suggestion that they're really trying to research now.
Yeah.
In the anti-vaccine movement. But this was an Italian study, so it was done independent. It's not just some crazy conspiracy anti-vaxxer. These were the Italian government doing this study, finding that aborted fetal tissue was present in a majority of vaccines.
Interesting. Very interesting. But here's what I found. Says, what are the benefits? Is it maca or matcha?
How do you maca.
Maca. Okay, so maca root, which is in Cocotropic wild superfood elixir, this product that you put in your coffee, or I guess you could put it in tea, you can put it in anything. But anyway, it's from wildfoods.co. But it says, what are the benefits of maca root? And this is so funny because we're talking about penises.
Right.
And so,
this is a loud word, correct? Though, right?
It is a loud word, but you know, it just seems kind of, I don't know, what do I want to say? Kind of
sacred.
Yeah, I don't just throw that word around, okay? Right. And I don't think anybody should. But anyway, so unless they're talking, you know, unless
you've never played the game.
I've never what?
You've never played the penis game?
The penis game? Is there such a thing?
It's a joke, yeah. You say it very quietly, and then you see who can yell it the loudest.
Like really? When you're in like a public place.
Yeah.
Really? So you could be like on a bus, and someone's like, penis. And then the next person's like, penis. And then it gets louder and louder and louder.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm completely.
Until someone's like, okay, I'm done. I'm not doing it.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard of that. I think it's funny, but a little crazy.
It's a little.
But it's.
There's always going to be that one person who immediately yells it at the top
who
of their
screams
right.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Where were we? Vinny and I were somewhere, and it was after, I don't know where we were, but we were at the movies, and she walked by somebody real low and said, boomer. And he screamed, sooner!
You know? Yeah, kind of like that.
Kind of like that? Okay.
Anyway.
Well, so the benefits of the maca root, it's really funny, reducing erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
And so maca is a Peruvian plant grown in the Andes Mountains and is a cruciferous, I haven't read that word in a while, vegetable, meaning that it's related to broccoli, cabbage, and kale. So broccoli, you know, it was invented by the Italians, and it is absolutely the best vegetable on the planet. There's so many benefits of broccoli, so I guess this is related to it, but reduces erectile dysfunction, boosting energy and endurance. And then it said something about blood flow and then increasing libido. I mean, it's a guy product, right?
I wonder how many people are rushing out right now to buy
where
more
can
maca.
I get
where
maca?
Can I get
MacaFoods.co.
Yeah. And it improves your mood, so you're better set up for sex. And then reducing blood pressure. I mean, this is
nice.
It's really
a
interesting.
Cure.
It is a miracle cure. Reducing menopause symptoms and fighting free radicals. And what else do we have? I think there was one more. I don't know. If there isn't. Okay. If there is, I don't know where it is. But interesting stuff.
Nice.
We've got a fantastic show coming up. Robin Perry Braun is in studio with us. We're going to be talking about making changes successfully in 2020. And V. Capaldi, Paleo Boss Lady, intentions for the new year. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life. And I almost said, you know what? One Life Radio. You and I go home. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos. I've got the whole gang in studio with me, including Robin Perry Braun in studio with us today. And I have V. Capaldi on the line. She is the Paleo Boss Lady. And V is an award-winning TEDx speaker and a health and wellness influencer. She is the founder of Paleo Boss Lady, Inc., the Taking It to the Streets tour and the BAM van. V informs the community about how to get conscious in life and living using her own miracle journey and empire building skills as an inspiration for her work. Working with companies and the community, V helps others to live their dreams. I love this woman. You can find her at paleobosslady.com or on Instagram at paleobosslady. Happy New Year, V. How are you doing?
Good. How are you all doing? Happy New Year. I can't believe we're 2020.
I know. Well, we had a funny opening. We were talking. Did you hear any of it?
No, okay. I missed it.
We'll have to
go back.
What were you going to say, Avi?
Nothing. We were talking about circumcision.
Yeah, about circumcision. Yeah. So, anyway.
Happy New
Filling
Year.
In.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so intentions for the new year is our topic today. And so can you share your experience with self-reflection and setting intentions?
You know, I would love to, because I think that most of the time, people think of the new year as resolutions, and that can turn a lot of people off, you know, because a resolution is almost, you know, kind of admitting that there's something wrong that needs fixing, where an intention is there's something I want in my life and I'm going to set the intention that, you know, that I'm open to receiving. Right. So, you know, one of the things when I studied psychology that really captivated me was the use of language to affect our narrative. So, an example of an intention would be, rather than saying, you know, a lot of people are looking at their weight right now. I don't know about you, but from Thanksgiving to Christmas, I have a field day with food.
Yeah.
And
yeah, no,
I still eat paleo. Yeah. I mean, although I still eat paleo, I'm still eating like paleo treats and things that I don't normally eat. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of saying to myself or saying, you know, in my thought process, I won't overeat after the first of the year, I'd rather say to myself, set the intention, I'm really going to watch my carbs and my fruits, you know, my natural sugars and carbs, probably mm-hmm. should just pay a little bit of attention. One is honoring the fact that I'm just, you know, I have a skill set. I'm just going to be mindful. And the other one is sort of saying, you made a mistake. Now you need to correct. So I'd rather set an intention than a resolution. And I'd be very careful about the way I do that through the use of language. I mean, mm-hmm. language is, you know, the way we talk to ourselves and yeah. the way we position things is so important. And I really think that a lot of the reason why people don't like to set resolutions is because of this reason alone. They're like, I don't want to set myself up for failure. It's almost if a resolution is correcting a negative, when an intention could be, I want this for myself in the coming year. Mm-hmm. I want to find the magic inside myself to move my body with intention. I want to clean up my diet a little more. I want to rid myself of toxic people, you know? So, you know, it's not because I'm a failure, but because this is what I want for myself and I'm open.
Mm-hmm. And I love the way you phrase things. Your language is so beautiful, you know, the words that you just said, you know, to all the listeners. They're so encouraging. There's nothing discouraging or negative about them. And that's what's important, right?
To me, it is. And that's why I get sad when I see people saying, I hate resolutions and this and that. And it's like, I am kind of a planner. I'm not doing resolutions, but I am putting those intentions out there, you know. And some of the intentions that I put out there, I actually wrote them on my wall. You know, I'll respect Mother Earth. I will help others. And that's just to remind myself as I leave the house, because that's what I look at, that, you know, maybe smile at someone. You know, mm-hmm. rather than being like, oh, I need to give back. I need to do more. It's like, no, that's not, you know, that's not what I want for myself in the year.
Yeah.
You know, so just a narrative and language game, really.
Yeah. You know, and so many people are searching for happiness. I got this book, I don't know if you've heard of it. You probably have, The Blue Zones of Happiness by Dan Buettner. And it's really cool. And it goes with his cookbook. It's an excellent cookbook, The Blue Zone Cookbook. Incredible recipes of all different types. But he talks about lessons from the world's happiest people. And on page 171, he talks about that the number one suggestion, if you want to be happy, is to make social connections a higher priority, that friends are a really good source of levity and joy, and it goes on to talk about it. But I think that's so important. But sometimes, you know, especially in the new year when you're reevaluating, some friendships are toxic. They really are, and really need to be either evaluated first. And I don't know. I think that that's a really important thing to have social connections, but it's got to be the right social connections, right?
Absolutely. And I have toxic family, toxic everything, you know, and family's not allowed to be toxic when you're Italian.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to know a solution that I've had for social connection that has proven to be not toxic at all, but puts me in the company of other people? And that's meetup groups, like level, you know, moderate hiking group. I'm in an autoimmune protocol meetup group where I get together with people. We share a common bond. We have a great experience and then we leave. You didn't call me. There's no, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yet we're being drawn together by meeting up because we're interested in doing something together. Matter of fact, on the 4th, I'm going to go to my first meetup in my new neighborhood, and it is a moderate level hike, which is going to be 3 miles flat, and I'm going to do it with a group of people. And that's wonderful because I was alone during the holidays, and I do feel lonely at times.
Mm-hmm.
So doing things like this helps me to feel connected, and I avoid the effects of toxic people. And it creates the space for me maybe to be like, wow, I kind of like this person I've seen at this meetup mm-hmm. 3 times. I want to take this relationship further.
Yeah, and it's hard. I mean, I'm going to be completely transparent here. Late last night, I was feeling very, very lonely and was actually, you know, crying about it. And then I thought, you know, happiness is an attitude. Happiness and loneliness, it's all about your attitude. And it's just been a lot going on in my personal life. And I feel a lot of loneliness right now, personally. So
I'm right there with you. I cried Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Aww. And I cried because of the realization for me, when I was looking at why was I alone and why was I lonely, for me, it pointed to, believe it or not, I mean, I'm closer to 60 than any other age, and childhood traumas are still reflecting
mm-hmm.
in my life. And I cried because I couldn't believe that there's just certain things you can't fix and you can't change. Yeah. And the fact that I was raised into a very traumatic childhood still has repercussions. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you do find yourself lonely, especially when you realize that some things are out of your control and you're just in this space.
Yeah.
At a time when culture says you're not supposed to be alone.
Well,
but
and
I was.
Yeah. And I don't know how you feel, but I never want to bother people. You know, I don't want to bother people when I'm in that kind of frame of mind. I just don't want to burden them with my sadness, you know, and make their life sadder. Because if it's someone that really cares about you, they can't help but feel empathy and try to fix it, if you will. And I didn't want to reach out to anybody. Do you feel like that too?
Yeah, like I'm the worst, actually. I mean, hell would freeze over before I reach out to someone. So for me, what I do is I think about what is worse than what I'm dealing with right now. Because really, ultimately, they are first world problems, right?
Right.
And for me, the answer was every time I walk out my door, I'm reminded what's worse. The people that live on the streets, on the corners.
Right.
So what I did was I decided to dedicate my time to them. Because when you're feeling bad about yourself, nothing makes you feel better than to be in service and to realize that it's like, you know what, I got to put it in perspective. Yeah,
yep.
I might not be sitting around a table with my daughter and loved ones right now, but I also have a beautiful home I'm going to go home to. Mm-hmm. There is gifts under the tree.
Yep.
You know, my health is here. So I'm not so good at asking for help. In giving, I receive. That's because I'm not. It's not easy for me. And yeah. I've learned that my harm's reduction to healing is I have to give. And that helps me to not feel so lonely.
Well, yeah, I basically did the same thing. I found all the things I had gratitude for, you know, and gratitude mm-hmm. will snap you right out of that, because there's so many people that have it so much worse than you. No matter what you're feeling, there's always someone suffering more. And then, you know, I don't know about you, but I tell myself that suffering is a part of the human experience. We all must suffer in order to appreciate when we are truly happy, right? I'm looking at Robin Perry, and, you know, she's a holistic healer.
Psychology,
yes,
a holistic
yes.
therapist, yeah.
And she's wonderful. And so, you know, she's over there shaking her head. Yeah. What do you want to say, Robin?
Well, just a couple things. You know, when I do encourage you, I do believe that even with pivoting that, you know, because I'm an energy practitioner, trauma does get stored in the body, and really the only way is to deal with it and release it. So mm-hmm. it's great to pivot, and that helps in the moment, but there is also freedom from it doesn't have to affect us the rest of our life. So
yeah.
So I encourage you with that to find a way to get that trauma released if you haven't.
Yeah.
But secondly, I do agree pivoting to gratitude just energetically mm-hmm. makes a huge shift in brain chemistry, just in energetic. It takes your focus off, and it is a great fix in the moment.
Mm-hmm. But it is good to feel
it's
these
good to,
emotions
oh,
and
absolutely.
Accept them and process through yeah. tears or whatever it may be, right?
And with the loneliness, I call it longing. Loneliness is a form of longing. Mm-hmm. And so I like to identify, what am I actually longing for?
Longing for love and the struggle for the legal tender,
right.
like Jackson Brown.
Whatever it is, yeah. So, and then once I identify the longing, then I do pivot to what do I have to be grateful for? And that does help release
yeah.
longing. So,
well, you know, V, we love having you on the show, and Robin always love having you on the show too. So, you know, some people may find intentions to be very limiting. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm kind of raw. I would say kind of just give it a chance to maybe get out of your own way. You know, just, you know, an intention could be tomorrow's going to be a better day. You know, an intention could be, you know, very simple. They don't have to be these huge, grandiose things. And I think that it's just like affirmations. You know, when I say to people, look in the mirror and say nice things to yourself, they're like, what? But, you know, do it a few times and then you see the results and you're like, okay. So kind of get out of your own way, you know,
yeah.
give everything a try, you know, like, it's like when you teach kids about food, like take a bite and if you don't like it, then don't eat it. You know, give it a chance before
right.
you say no.
I'm thinking of, do you remember that on Saturday Night Live, there was that that guy that used to do that little, that bit or that skit about how he would look in the mirror and talk about how things aren't as bad. You know what I'm talking about? Does anybody here
yeah,
know what I'm talking about? Anyway,
I remember that one.
Okay. I thought somebody would be able to pull it up. But.
You know, one other thing I do want to say is crying is a wonderful way to release emotion, pent-up
emotion. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So we don't want to make crying. I miss my parents every holiday, though I'm surrounded by my children. I still cry because I miss them. They've been gone for 20 years. I didn't have them for a lot of my life with grandkids and family. Mm-hmm. And I miss that. And it's heightened around the holidays.
Yeah, it is. Everything is heightened
and
around the holidays.
And it's just okay to be happy one minute and crying the next. And around the holidays, that just seems to be normal.
Yeah.
And we want to be okay with that.
Well, you know, we're talking about intentions here, too. And so, V, how can people incorporate intention into their wellness routine in 2020?
For me, I write things down. You know, I write down. I remember when I was younger and I would buy from the Victoria's Secret catalog, I would like want everything when I first got it. Like, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. And then I'd sit on it for like a day or two. And then I'd look back and I'd be like, oh, I didn't really want any of that, you know?
Yeah.
So what I like to do is like write down every intention that I could possibly imagine and then put it in a drawer for a little bit in your little book and then pull it out and then read it again and see what like jumps out. And then just say, you know what, these are things maybe I really need to focus on because I wrote them a couple of days later. They're still jumping out at me and then go from there. So, just writing and reading back is very therapeutic. It's almost like talking to a therapist, you know, when you're saying things that you think out loud. I like to write them, sit on them a little bit. It's like writing a letter and not mailing it, you know, sit on it. Look at it again. If stuff resonates, then, you know, use that as life telling you, okay, I need to be open to setting these intentions, mm-hmm. whatever they are.
Well, and so what are your intentions for 2020?
It's funny. My intention for 2020, I have four of them. One is to tap my superpower.
Okay.
Awesome.
Another one is to not forget who I am. Because when you live with chronic disease, it likes to trick you into thinking you don't have strength and you don't have skills. Continue to help others.
No, people that don't, they're maybe joining us for the first time or listening to this for the first time. Tell them about your plight and what you've been through.
I live with four progressive debilitating diseases, multiple sclerosis, Epstein-Barr, Hashimoto's, Lyme disease. And I became disabled at the age of 37 because I lost bilateral use of both my hands, which is the highest form of disability a human can have. I had no feeling on the left side of my body, inability, I had trouble swallowing, couldn't drive, couldn't care for myself, full-time help, people living with me until I spent my entire life savings and was facing being put in an institution, homelessness, or suicide, quite honestly.
Yeah.
And make, you know, long story short, I took matters into my own hands, and through diet and lifestyle choices, I've reversed every symptom of MS, all these diseases on my body, and I manage my wellness 100%. And I just came off of almost 4 years in March of last year helping the community and living in strangers' homes and teaching them everything I knew regarding diet and lifestyle for free.
Mm-hmm. Well, you said something, Robin said something when you were speaking, you know, like whispering it to me through the, you know, across the room, like, so what did you want to say, Robin?
I was just going to say that, you know, from a holistic standpoint, that a lot of chronic and autoimmune have emotional and trauma as roots to it, generational, and you know, so in understanding the body, soul, spirit, it's just really important that we do address all of those areas.
Yeah. Well, and that's why our relationships are so important, that they're healthy and whole and not toxic.
Yes.
Right? Because they can cause so much disease in the body.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that was truly a lot to do with my path. And, you know, quite honestly, I didn't really know how to navigate that. So when I was at my sickest, I, you know, put myself back in college and got a master's in psychology and specialized in building community. I mean, I knew it was important, but I wasn't really born with the skill set to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's another huge part of the reason that my healing journey has been this way, because I've been surrounded by community every step of the way.
Mm. Awesome. Well, you know, so what's your advice for somebody out there who's struggling with moving forward into the new year? What do you say to them, V?
You know, I'll take it back to affirmations. First of all, fake it till you make it. You know, the 12-step program has a lot of lessons, and one of them is fake it till you make it. So even if you're not believing in yourself, for me, I look in the mirror and I fake it and I say, you got this. There's no question you're going to do this. I believe in you. Even if I 100% do not believe that, you look in the mirror and you talk to yourself with those positive words enough, it will event you. You are what you hear, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, when you hear people telling you you're worthless, well, you can easily change that by telling yourself you're not. And, you know, that has proven to be very powerful for me throughout my life. Mm-hmm. Just affirming and believing that if you keep doing this enough, even if you don't believe it in the beginning, ultimately hearing yourself say those things will flip a switch.
Well, and I don't think you're faking it till you're making it, because you're like one of the most genuine people that I've ever met. And I just love following you on Instagram at Paleo Boss Lady. And it's always a pleasure. And I want to shout out that you've got an upcoming CBD summit, January 13th through the 19th. It's a free online CBD health revolution. Register at CBDExpertSeries.com. Anything else you want our listeners to know about it right now?
Just that I've worked really hard to curate some of the greatest minds in science around CBD to help give people tools of empowerment, because I have to tell you, when I see a wellness tool like CBD being sold in a gas station, it makes me concerned, because it's huge in my wellness program and I don't want it to be discounted in other people's lives, because consumerism sometimes has a tendency to do that, you know? So I just wanted to offer tools of empowerment. So I really, and for free, this way people can, you know, make their own decisions and hear from change makers and thought leaders.
All right. We'll put it out on our social media. But again, it's on January 13th through the 19th. It's a free online CBD health revolution. Register at CBDExpertSeries.com. Happy New Year to you again, V. Love you, sister. We'll talk to you soon. And tell Gidget we said rough, rough.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Tell Charlie I said hello.
Oh, he got out last night. I'm not kidding you. I almost said that was part of what made me so upset. Thank God I found him, but he almost got away again. Oh, it's been a nightmare, but I love the boy, so I'm committed.
And I love him too. He's my little boyfriend, so thank you.
Take care. That's V. Capaldi, the Paleo Boss Lady. You can find her at paleobosslady.com. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got Robin Perry Braun coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Oh my gosh, I love this song. I can remember being a teenager and singing this and going, ch-ch-ch-changes. Don't make fun of me. Lexi's over there laughing.
I'm not making fun of you.
Oh,
I don't
dare
sing out loud.
I don't really. You know what? Sometimes I can sing well, sometimes I can't. And I really have gotten to the point where I don't care.
<That's>
So
awesome.
And it's very liberating, I have to say. Everyone, welcome
back.
I
sing in the car in the shower and I'm
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I didn't do that as well as I could have. I wasn't prepared to sing. I didn't clear my throat. But always good to have you in studio. Robin Perry Braun, who holds a master's in psychology. She is a holistic energy practitioner who has worked with clients in sexual addictions for over 18 years. She is also an emotion code and integrated life process practitioner, author, and speaker. She has created her own certified energy modality and holds live and online trainings. And she was my personal therapist for several years. I can attest to the fact that she's a very healing person to work with. She does virtual sessions all over the world, and she uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical issues. Her website is integratedlifestrategies.com. So great to have you back in studio. You're living in Austin now, so you're not in Dallas all the time, but making changes successfully in 2020. Of course, we've been talking about this all week so far. And it's so important because it is a time to reevaluate, isn't it, about what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah, so a couple things I want to say. First is that about 92% of New Year's resolutions don't work.
I know.
So, and there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think, is it V?
V. Capaldi.
V. Capaldi.
Mm-hmm. Paleo Boss Lady.
She made a point. And so one of the principles in quantum physics is called the law of expansion. And the law of expansion says, whatever I focus on, I give energy to, and it gets bigger. So one of the reasons people do New Year's resolutions is they're focusing on what's not working in their life, or what they're focusing on a problem. Mm-hmm. They're not focusing on the solution. So rather than focusing on, I want to lose weight, we want to focus on, I want to feel better. I want to like the way I feel. I want my clothes to fit better. So we're always wanting to focus on a positive, not on a negative. And that's really important to the energy that's being given forth mentally for that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first thing I would say. The truth is that our brain is not wired to shift in what I call quantum leaps or major shifts. They're very rare. We shift very slowly. And so the problem with New Year's resolutions is people are trying to make big shifts in short periods of time, and they lose motivation and steam because they're fighting against their brain's own wiring to do this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a saying in psychology, and we use it, and it says, what fires together wires together. So one of the ways I help people...
So people say, what does that mean? So give us an example.
Well, so one of the ways I help people reprogram their thinking is that we make a lot of our beliefs that we have are made in states of heightened emotion. So they'd be negative emotion. So if I feel rejected, I'm going to give meaning to that environment that might say, something's wrong with me, people don't like me. So that strong emotion of rejection is wired to a thought, something must be wrong with me, and that creates a belief. In quantum energy, we're talking about a magnetic feeling with an electrical belief, and we actually create a magnet doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is disconnect the thought from the emotion. So when we're doing a New Year's resolution, we have to be intentional about imagining feeling good. So we want to create a new belief and use our imagination and create good feelings. In other words, one of the first things I'm going to tell people that they just need to do, period, is drink more water. If you're not drinking half your body weight in ounces of water, you can do a million other things and not feel good. Because your body's not able to flush toxins.
That's such function. Great advice. And I'm guilty of it. I think so many women are. I mean, I remember my OBGYN telling me that most women walk around dehydrated because they're always caring for somebody else and not themselves.
Right. And so let's just take that simple thing. If you make one resolution, then it's to drink half your body weight in ounces. If you're not used to doing that, it takes a little bit of effort.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I would coach somebody to do that is I would say, picture yourself thirsty, drinking water, and feeling really, really good while you're drinking water. You're actually rewiring your brain mm-hmm. when you do this exercise.
Well, and there are some doctors that believe that, like, not drinking enough water is at the very root of so many diseases.
Absolutely.
You know, Dr. Batman.
Yeah.
That's what people call him. But he wrote a whole book about it. And and he was very, and actually he was in a concentration camp, I think.
Oh, wow.
And that's one of the reasons that they, he was spared is because he was so knowledgeable about so many things. They didn't want to kill him because they wanted
to. He helped him. He got people well.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And he wrote a whole book about it. We'll put it on our social media, but water is at the very core of disease.
Absolutely. So just drinking more. So, but this is what seemingly a simple change to make in your life, because it's not a major shift. You just have to initially force yourself. But how do we change our thinking? Well, one, we have to have a motivation to drink water. Okay. We're not drinking water because we're dehydrated. We're drinking water because we're flushing toxins.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to make us feel better. You will naturally begin to shed weight if you're not drinking enough water and your body's toxic. So if it's a weight issue, you will lose weight just by drinking more water.
Wow, what
advice. You will drink water to substitute drinking bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You'll drink water for that. So
yeah, like wine and coffee.
So here's what I do. Here's what I suggest is where's your happy place? Mine is the beach. So I'm creating a full imagination using all my senses. I'm sitting on the beach, hot, thirsty, and I'm drinking a tall glass of cold water mm-hmm. sitting on the beach, and I'm feeling really good. And that literally is rewiring my brain to want to drink water.
Yeah. My happy place is in a tree. I need to build a tree house.
Yes,
I do.
You do.
My trees aren't big enough yet. You know, on my old property, I had big trees. I have magnolias all over my property now.
Plant one now.
Well, yeah.
Or just get a regular treehouse built and have a tree that comes up through the middle.
Well, I could start with just a little perch and just sit up there and read.
There you go.
That would be so awesome with, like, what do you call those?
Binoculars.
Yeah, and I could, like,
your little hideout.
Yeah. I may do that. That would be so much fun. That'll be my new happy place.
Happy place.
Up in a tree.
Yeah.
All right. We've got more coming up with Robin Perry Braun. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Something magical. It's in the air.
carrots and my blood is rushing on. I don't need no reason. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Naveen Mendoza. We got Lexi in studio too, and Robin Perry Braun. She holds a master's in psychology, and she is a holistic energy practitioner who has also worked with clients with sexual addictions for over 18 years. And she was my personal therapist for a while. And I love this woman. I do. And I love what we're talking about today, making changes successfully in 2020. So, you know, we were talking about how brain wiring impacts the changes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. And so the biggest thing is realize you shift in small bites, and it takes a while to shift in each little bite. So what I would say is figure out what your goal is. What is your intention of what you want to shift? Break that down into as many small shifts. Diet changes. Make one small change and do that for 3 weeks. Until you've successfully feel good about it, it's automatic, it seems natural, and then make the next shift.
Yeah.
This isn't about getting her done. These are about changing your whole life and your whole lifestyle for the most part. Not
for the
that
most
you can't
part.
Cheat or you can't right. whatever, but it's repatterning the brain, and those things happen slowly.
They do.
And through repetition. So little bitty shifts, master that shift, feel good. Get a new emotion attached to that intention, and then go to the next shift. So
people are so impatient, though.
Yeah.
And they want things to happen
quickly.
That's
why it doesn't work.
That's why it doesn't work. They want things that, and that it'll never work if you do things that way. You have to make incremental shifts in your lifestyle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So someone says, well, how do I do that? I don't know how to do that. How can people get more discipline in their
Just remember, so we are wired for pleasure. Our brains are wired for peace and joy. We call that homeostasis. Everything our brain does is a desire to feel good or feel better or feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we like to feel high, there's always going to be a low that accompanies a high because it's not a peace and joy feeling.
Gotcha.
It's out of balance. It's going to create a roller coaster. Our brain is always trying to feel peace and joy. And so we want to create a motivation in those changes that aligns with peace and joy. So for example, most Americans are addicted to adrenaline. So the reason people aren't disciplined or they procrastinate or they're late is because it creates an adrenaline rush of a little bit of fear. And their brain likes that feeling
mm-hmm.
because it's trying to feel normal.
Yeah.
The average person doesn't really know what peace and joy feel like. And so more people are addicted to adrenaline. So you can't just change and go, I'm going to get more disciplined mm-hmm. when your brain likes that adrenaline feeling.
Yeah.
So we have to look at, well, what would a motivation be? Well, if peace and joy need to be a motivation before you're going to get unaddicted to adrenaline.
Yeah.
But adrenaline's always going to have a downside. You're going to have an
offside. And adrenaline comes from a lot of different things.
Sure.
Even the car you drive.
Sure.
Seriously.
Sure.
And how fast it'll go. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And but if I keep getting speeding tickets because I'm going fast, then there's a consequence for driving fast.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I get depressed when I don't get to drive my car, then as much as that seems like a benign adrenaline rush, there's still a downside to it.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is always trying to feel balanced.
Well, shopping.
Shopping.
Shopping's another good example of people shop too much, spend money that they don't really have.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because it feels good.
Yeah. But it causes distress.
It causes distress. So I can't substitute and go, I'm just going to white knuckle it and not spend money this year. Because when I'm not feeling pleasure, what is my brain going to go to? The last thing that made it feel good, which was shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to work on our nutrition. We want to work on our health because those do affect our brain chemistry. We want to work on our emotions. It's not just one thing. That one change you want to make in your life is connected to your body, soul, and your spirit. And you have to look at all of those factors,
wow.
how it's addressed.
Well, it's good to have you in studio. And Happy New Year to everyone out there listening. I want to let you know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And you can listen to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. Or you can go right to iHeartMedia.com and listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, Enviromedica, No Evil Foods, Crazy Water, Veg World Magazine, Paleo Magazine, and the Well-Being Journal. Everyone, and our newest sponsor, Wild Foods, check out their products and support them because they help bring this programming to you. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and be contagiously positive.